Our sky is full. One thing about the pandemic, it gives us much more time to read, as many of us just don't get out as much as we did before COVID. I know readership has picked up a lot on truth facts. It also accounts for the increase in UFO sightings as more people sit in their yards or stoops and look up at the sky. I bet a lot of people are surprised at what is going on in our skies. There are all sorts of rumors stating the government is about to admit at least some of the UFOs are of alien origin. I will believe that when I see it. Don't get me wrong, nothing could tickle me more. It is about time the authorities admit what many of us saw was not a mistaken identity or swamp gas, as they used to say. If the government admits some UFOs are alien, this means they would also have to admit they can do nothing about them. You might ask, why would they? The reasons are simple. UFOs have been interfering with some of our commercial flights and also with our military ones for decades, and the government has not been able or is unwilling to stop them. This would be an admission they are powerless against this advanced technology. This is one of the reasons I find it hard to see them admitting UFOs are indeed alien. Why do UFOs do these things if they are so advanced? It seems juvenile and dangerous at best. Maybe there are things we do not know about the relations of our government and some aliens. Perhaps the aliens wanted the government to admit their presence and the government refused, so they do things to draw attention to themselves. Perhaps the rumors are true that Eisenhower met with aliens and they said they would give us advanced technology if we gave up our nukes, and Eisenhower refused. Who knows what has gone on over the years? It has been suspected there are different races from different planets visiting Earth. We, the common folk, have no idea what the motive is and why we are so popular. There have been several thoughts about this. One is, intelligent life is much rarer in the universe than we think, and this gives the aliens a chance to watch us develop. We could be a sort of laboratory for the aliens. We might turn out to be the only intelligent life for thousands of light years. If this is true, it would mean the aliens who come here have figured out how to travel faster than light or somehow use wormholes for a shortcut. We assume they have been coming here since the dawn of human life and maybe before. Cave paintings by our ancestors trace them back at least 25,000 years. Pictures of flying saucers with portholes are painted on ancient cave walls. There are other theories, of course, and one is the aliens are controlling our evolution in some way. Could they be messing with our DNA? Some think they created our DNA. This would mean if there was different races coming here, they are cooperating, but we know from ancient history this is not always true. We found records of ancient battles in the sky where these beings have fought each other. We also find quite a few downed UFOs. Considering the fact they are so advanced, this seems to be incredible. The present theory is there is still a war going on between some aliens. It may not be raging all the time and could be more like the Cold War and only break out from time to time. We have found proof on crashed UFOs that a tiny hole appeared in the saucer which was just big enough to let out the atmosphere, killing the occupants. It was like a thin laser beam burned through the craft. There are those who think we may have been responsible for that. Truthfully, I don't think we could have penetrated their shield. Yes, they have shields. One has only to look at the Battle of Los Angeles, where a UFO stood in the sky and was hit with many shells without damage. Could the aliens be benevolent? I believe the problem is, since there are probably many different races, it may turn out some are and some are not. The rumor is there is a race called the Reptilians who hate us and another race called the Nordics who like us, and it was the Nordics who met with Eisenhower first and wanted us to give up our nukes for technology. The race we hear about the most are the Greys. Small creatures with large heads and a thin body. It is said their minds are so powerful they can paralyze us with a thought. These are the beings who are said many times to abduct humans for experiments. There are those who were abducted who claim there were mixed alien races on the ship which abducted them. They also claim they had met and interacted with hybrid aliens and humans. There are many stories which claim human men were forced to have sex with female aliens and in later years abducted again and met with the females who showed them a baby and claimed it was theirs. Is there something special about the human race we are yet to learn? Why would aliens want humans to produce hybrid children? Perhaps at least one alien race is dying out and can no longer reproduce. Some think they might be clones and have made so many copies over and over of themselves they can no longer make a copy. This is an interesting theory, but only a theory. It could be there is some sort of disease on their planet and for some reason humans are immune to it. I say this because we carry many different immunities in our bodies from all the diseases our ancestors had over the centuries. That was the basis for the story War of the Worlds. There is no knowing for sure what the aliens want. All we know is they are very interested in us and have been for a long time. Is the world capable of getting along with several alien races? Heck, we can't even get along with ourselves, so this idea seems absurd to me. Sure, we would be scared of them because of their advanced technology, but as soon as we gained it, the problems would start because that is who we are. By who, I mean the human race.